From about the time of Thanksgiving through December, the food bank receives the standard uptick in donations. But San Antonio Food Bank President Eric Cooper says once January hits, the number of donations and volunteer hours drop. He equates that to like purchasing toys at Christmas.
Folks are getting ready for Christmas, buying toys for kids, but after Christmas, people don't buy toys. And I think the San Antonio Food Bank feels that same effect.
Sometimes there are so many volunteers during December, the food bank can't schedule them all.
Sometimes our schedule gets full, and we can't accommodate all the individuals that want to come and get involved. But there's plenty of vacancy in our volunteer program in January, February, March.
The drop is typical for this time of year, but demand never ceases. The food bank provides about 57,000 people with both perishables and non-perishables every week. That equates to about 1 million pounds of food. Even if you can't donate time, money, or food items, Cooper says that people can donate with their voice.
In the area of voice, we really need people to learn about the issue and become an advocate. And sometimes that can be just advocating to their clubs or their church or their company to get involved with the San Antonio Food Bank.
More info on the food bank is at safoodbank.org. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.